Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, coming to you from Dallas, Texas, the home of Herb's Coffee House, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got a great Bible devotion for you this morning. So if you have your Bible, we're in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, and it's at the end of a longer verse, but I'm just going to read verse 7, at the end of a longer sentence. And in verse 7, Peter writes, "And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love." The title of this devotion, Kent, is Genuine Godliness. And when we think of what is it to be a Christian, what is it to see sanctification being worked out in your life, you and I know that Christianity begins with being a heart religion. It really begins with the heart. It's not just a behavior modification, cleaning up some things on the outside, though there are steps of obedience for us to follow. But it really begins down deep in our soul, in our human spirit, in our heart. And as Peter talks about what would sanctification look like, we come in verse 7, he says, "And in your godliness, brotherly kindness." Now, the word godliness means reverence for God. To use an old Puritan word, piety. That there is down in the heart of a true Christian, there is a sincere devotion to God and the fear of the Lord, taking God very seriously. That's almost like the engine of the car that's just driving the whole Christian life. And if there is true godliness, there will be evidence on the outside of that reverence for God. And those two that are mentioned in verse 7 are brotherly kindness and love. So let's talk about brotherly kindness for a moment. It actually is one Greek word, and I'm going to pronounce it only because it's a very familiar word. It's the Greek word Philadelphia. And it refers to love for the brothers. And it's distinguished from love in that it really deals more with a tender affection and a patience towards one another. And we say affection, a compassion for other people. And down in the heart of the true Christian, there is a supernatural kindness, an affection, a gentleness, a patience that God gives. It's not to say that we don't ever become impatient with others, because that often is the case. But by and large, as a habitual lifestyle, we are growing to be more gracious to one another, less abrasive, less abrupt, more long-suffering with one another. And that's what Peter is saying here. And then he says, and joined to this brotherly kindness, there's another extension of this godliness. And he uses the word love. Well, if there's ever been a word that's been overused in our culture, it would be the word love. And we just need to talk for a moment about what this love is. It's the Greek word agape. I pronounce it only because it's so familiar to us. We've heard it time and again. And this love is an unconditional love, meaning it looks beyond the person's lovability to their need, and you go to the deepest level, really, of reaching out to a person. And it's self-initiating. Love is not passive, and you're waiting for someone else to come up to you. True love is active. There's a dynamic about it, and it takes the first step to reach out to others. And it's also sacrificial in that it makes personal sacrifice to give to the person who is loved. It's not just mere words. But that there is a genuine desire to meet a need in another person's life, Kent. So Peter is talking about our growth in grace. He's talking about our sanctification. And there will be these evidences in our Christian life. And with some of us, and I could include myself in this, it may be a slower development. But nevertheless, it's present and it's progressing and it is reaching a fuller maturity in Christ. So, Kent, I mean, this is really Christianity 101. This is about as basic.
Yeah, it's where the rubber meets the road.
It really is. So talk to me. You mentioned you've been working all night on your questions
me. Yeah, I have. No. So that's a joke. But when you do, seriously, when you do bring this up, you're really saying, aren't you, that we as Christians can go to church, we can go to Bible studies, we can have coffee with other Christians, and yet really not be walking with the Lord or living this out in our heart.
It's
a heart thing, right?
It is.
And so on the outside, people can say, wow, he's doing all this stuff, going everywhere. And I mean, it's convicting to me, but it really comes down here another level deeper.
It really does, Kent. I mean, I've pastored churches for almost 40 years, and I have seen Christians just go through the motions of showing up and being a part of the activities, learning the vocabulary, knowing what to say and when, but in reality, they can still be very unloving, and very unkind. And it goes back to there's a lack of godliness down in the heart.
Yeah.
And that's very sad. And I contrast it sometimes with neighbors I've had who were not Christians. And they would be kinder to me than even a Christian would be to me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my neighbor's kindness would only be a superficial, without Christ and without a reverence for God. It's only superficial. But it does speak to the fact that a genuine Christian who has real godliness and expresses this kind of kindness and love will stand out like a star on a dark night.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, I was reading in Revelation yesterday where John, well, the Lord wrote to the church of Ephesus, and he said, you've lost your first love.
Yeah.
But they were doing a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is so convicting to me because you can be doing a lot of good things in church. And I just think about Amy. And if I'm short with her, if I don't respond right, or I'm impatient, that's no good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly where Peter's saying we can't be.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Can't, and I can identify with that as well. And Ann has said to me, I can read you when you really want to be nice to somebody.
I know.
And when you're cutting someone off, you don't want to go the second mile, you don't want to extend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can put that mask on as well. And so I can, you know, relate to that. And it speaks to, Kent, how we, moment by moment, we've got to walk in the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit, and for the fruit of the Spirit to be evident and to be produced in our lives. And for me to recognize I must abide in Christ, and Christ must abide in me.
Yeah.
And I just can't hit the autopilot.
Can't stop short.
Yeah, I can't stop short. And sometimes we get so in a hurry and so full of activities, doing things for the Lord, that we kind of unplug our dependence upon the Lord and fail to truly abide in Christ moment by moment.
Amen.
So is there any more sin you need to confess?
No.
It's such a
great reminder for me is that, you can know all your doctrine, you can do all the right things on the surface, but you can still stop short and not be loving and walking with the Lord in your heart.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's ineffective. That's a goose egg. That's zero.
Yeah, well, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, if we speak with the tongue of angels but have not love, mm-hmm. you know, we're nothing. And that is so true.
Yeah, it really is.
So thank you for joining us for this devotion. It's been a kind of a challenging one for us as we have thought about brotherly kindness and love being the overflow of godliness. And I trust that this is a help to you in your walk with the Lord today. So let us be mindful of our closeness of heart with the Lord, and it will give evidence of it in our relationships with others. Blessings to you as you have tuned into Steadfast Hope.